Good morning. Welcome to yet another Turkey Crossing podcast. This is Paul Bogish, and today's podcast is going to be a little bit different. It was last week I was listening to Kevin Honeycutt's Driving Questions podcast, and it was a little different. He posed four questions, no answers. He asked that people listening to the podcast respond to one of the questions and send him an audio file, and he would cut and paste them all together into a single response from a variety of people. And the question that I responded to was the first one, and a very simple one, which was just simply, if you could change one thing about schools, or I can't remember exactly his wording, but one thing about the education system in schools, what would it be? So I sent him my response, and then I naturally began to wonder what other people would say, since my answer was a little bit kooky and would be probably considered a little odd, to say the least. And I was wondering if, you know, if most of the people that listen to that podcast or podcasts in general are more technology-based and, you know, they're the type of people that are into classroom 2.0 technologies, if most of them would end up responding with an answer that was slanted towards technology. And then I thought, what would the kids say if you posed this exact same question? What's one thing you'd change in schools? What would the kids say? Because again, if you put us all in charge and we were able to make that one change, you know, we're making a change based on our perspective of a problem and how we see things. And I think oftentimes when we're given a chance to make a decision on changing schools, even if it's as simple as buying a new textbook, we take a look at all those samples and we choose the best one that through our eyes would be the best for the kids, and we don't ask them. And I know there's pros and cons of asking the kids a question like this, and I know that, you know, they can only respond with things that they're aware of. If a kid is not even aware laptops exist, I'm sorry, it's a silly example, but, you know, if someone's not aware that laptops exist, one of their things they would change would never be using laptops more in class or something like that. So I took four digital recorders, put them in the hands of four kids on day one, four kids on day two, and very simply sent them up to lunch, which might not have been the best spot. But I told them, sit down at your lunch table, tell everyone at your lunch table you're going to ask them a single question, pose the question, and then pass the recorder around. And again, the responses that I get, I think, are terrific. And again, you have to be reminded that this wasn't a lunchroom. This was with no time to think. I told everybody to keep their responses very short, maybe just their answer and a one-sentence reason why. And of course, I'm going to assume that just the peer pressure of a lunchroom will come into play, and no one's going to want to maybe answer with an answer that's so deep, and people might be looking for an answer that might be a little bit more humorous. But I think the answers from the kids are still genuine and real and should be listened to. And if I learned anything from them, it's that if we wanted to make a positive change in kids' life in schools, we don't need any big sweeping revolution. We can start with just some very small changes and immediately have an impact in a lot of kids' life in a more positive way. So, I'll leave you with the answers for my kids. This is a, sorry if the editing might be a little bit rough, but and again, there's probably like 25 different recordings that I've cut and pasted together. Some kids walked around their table and just kept the recorder going straight, and some kids did a new recording for each person. So I've tried to match them all together, and I think it went pretty smooth. And so here you go. If you could change one thing about schools, what would it be?
If there's one thing about school you can change, what would it be?
One thing I would change about school is at lunch we should use like actual cleaning stuff, because all we use is disgusting water.
I would change the relationship between teachers and students so that the classroom is more open and there's more discussion.
I would change the school hours because we teenagers need more sleep and more energy for the day.
I think during 8th period we should be able to use our iPads and cell phones, because if we don't have any homework, then we should be able to do whatever we want.
I think we should be able to listen to our iPads while we do book work, and you should like put podcasts on them and stuff.
I think that each like student should get their own laptop that's like funded by the school and the Board of Education, so we can like learn at home and everything.
I think that they should have more couches so it's more comfortable in school.
I think that school should start later in the morning.
I think that there should be more project-based learning integrated into the school so we could be more successful in the future.
I think the day should be shorter.
One thing that I would change about school is I would not want the school days to be as long and maybe start a little later in the day.
If I could change one thing, I would make it so we have longer study halls. Bye.
I think there should be more time for athletic activities.
Something that I think they should change about schools is if they have a snow day, then they shouldn't add days onto school at the end of the year.
The one thing I don't like about school is the amount of homework we get sometimes. For weeks and weeks, we can go with absolutely nothing to do and tons of free time. And then for 4 days straight, we'll have, you know, 4 hours of homework to do when we come home. And I know me and my friends are really busy with things like drama and music to do after school and sports.
One thing I don't like about school is that we go to school for such a long time, and by the end of the year, like the last like week or week and a half of school, we barely do anything.
One thing I would change about school is I would make it so that children, the students, were more active in figuring out what the curriculum is. I think it's ridiculous that random people we don't even know are deciding what we should and should not learn and what's appropriate for us.
I think one of the things that we should change about school is when teachers assign certain projects, because there can be weeks where like they just all assign projects and they're all due within 3 days of each other, or even some of them do just all the same day, and that makes it very stressful to get them all done.
What would you change about schools today?
The days are too long. We go to school 5 extra days, and it's not fair. School is boring. It's not interesting. There are no activities besides after school, and the teachers don't make anything fun.
All the cafeteria employees, the lunch ladies, how the quiet light goes on. We have to go around the table so nobody gets hurt.
One thing we should change about schools is that the time, because in the morning most students in middle school are tired and they don't even pay attention in class, so if school starts later, people would be more wide awake and be able to learn more.
I don't think there should be any homework, because we're already at the school working for 7 hours and we shouldn't have to have any homework after that.
If I could change one thing about school today, it would definitely be the hours. I think we're starting way too early. I mean, it may seem like 8 is reasonable, but really we have to wake up at 6:30 just to make it onto the bus. And I mean, my bus comes at 7:20. It takes me about an hour to get ready every morning. Shut up, game. So, if we started later, like even 10, it would be a lot better, because it's very hard to learn when I'm falling asleep in class. So the wisest decision would be to start maybe 2 hours later. I think no one would have a problem with that. Cut down on unified arts or gym or unnecessary classes to find time in the day so we don't run too late. And I guess that's all I have to say. I'm done.
I would change the homework after school because I have a lot of stuff to do after school and it's a pain to do homework after school.
One thing I would change about school is the school lunches. A couple times I've gotten a milk and it's been expired for over a week and I think that's kind of gross. And they just kind of need to get better at food and drinks and stuff.
I think we should have recess because all the hard work in school, we should at least get a break for doing something.
And there you go. Those are my students' responses to, again, the question, if you could change one thing about school, what would it be? And could you imagine if we actually were able to do all of those suggestions? All right, hope you enjoyed this. Again, this is Turkey Crossing, Paul Bogish. And leave me a comment if you've enjoyed this show, if you have any suggestions. I still am relatively new at this. This is only like number 7, and I am definitely looking for suggestions. But again, please leave a comment, even if it's a short one. I surely would appreciate it. All right, goodbye.